This is the Wu Wei Wisdom Podcast. Our weekly no-nonsense life lessons aim to inspire you to master your emotional and spiritual health, achieve balance, harmony, and flow, and rediscover the authentic and awesome you. We're your hosts, David James Lees and Alexandra Lees. This episode comes from our YouTube teaching archives. Are you scared of getting hurt? Perhaps you are desperate to keep emotionally safe and protected from any kind of emotional pain. And so you work really hard to avoid or control situations, people, relationships, because you're worried about being judged, criticized, emotionally exposed, emotionally vulnerable, or that you'll fail in some way. Well, this teaching is for you. Okay, David, so why are we scared of getting hurt?
This is such a great subject because it hits right at the root of the Wu Wei Wisdom teaching. So try and stay with us now, because what the mind does is create confusion. And what we've got to try and do, I often think about it when I'm working with clients, is like a big ball of wool or spaghetti. And we have to pull out each strand and have a look at each strand. So try and stay with me and we'll work through this together. Now, this is a good question because the last few weeks we've been having a few questions on the YouTube channel and in our Facebook community along the lines of, I see what you're saying about the emotions, but I can't quite buy into it. I don't believe I create all my emotions. I only create some of the emotions. So this is the root of this question. It's such a good question. Because if you think about it, the question itself doesn't really make sense. I am scared. So that's an emotional feeling. So you are creating the emotional feeling, I am scared, of being emotionally hurt. But emotionally hurt is an emotional feeling. So you create that as well. So this is why it gets into the carousel of despair. You're scared. You're creating emotional feelings for creating emotional feelings. And so it gets very confusing. Stay with me now and let's see if we can sort this out today.
Going back to absolute basics, David, somebody, you know, often people say, you know, I've been badly hurt in my relationships before. I never want to experience that sort of pain and heartache again. How can you explain to someone who has no understanding of our teachings and our approach to emotions to understand this issue of being scared of being hurt?
So once you understand the principle, so I'm going to say it again, you are the creator of your emotions. You are not the victim of them. So by that, I'm not saying emotions are bad or evil and you have to shut yourself off and don't create an emotion. I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying emotions are wonderful. Emotions are your best asset as long as you understand that you must interpret them. So to answer your question directly, because I get this all of the time, I was badly hurt in my early years. I was badly hurt in the childhood. But you're not accepting that you create that hurt, that emotional red light, I call it, because it gets away from all of the names we put on it, anxiety, panic attack, guilt, all of those names. Just call it a red light because it allows you to analyze the feelings much better. So when my clients come to me like that, and they virtually do every day with those type of questions, the first thing we have to do is the golden thread. We started the emotion, badly hurt. And then we work our way back to the belief or the thought that created that emotional pain.
So to begin with, though, David, a lot of people, if they have experienced emotional pain either in their childhood or in a previous relationship, there's just two examples. You're saying you're creating the emotion. This uncomfortable, painful, red light feeling, as we call it, of hurt, of pain, of suffering.
Overwhelm.
Sadness, overwhelm, anxiety. Those red light feelings, you're teaching, the Wu Wei Wisdom teaching is you are creating those emotions. But what you're not saying, and I think we absolutely have to be clear about this, is you're not creating what's happening in the external situation. So if someone is doing something, which means that you are then creating an emotion of a red light emotion of hurt, suffering, anxiety, overwhelm, we are not saying that what that other person is doing or what that external situation, what's happening in that situation is not wrong or it's not a reality. We're not denying that reality. No. But what we're saying is you have control over these red light emotions. And this is when we start the golden thread process. Yes.
So what we're saying, actually, once you accept fully 100%, not 99%, 100% that you create the emotions. And then, as Alex says, then you can analyze and address the event, the person, the situation, the stimuli, I sometimes call it, that stimulated you to create the feeling. And that's why I would say, do not follow your emotions. Do not follow them, because you're creating them. It's like creating a monster and then following the monster. Interpret your emotions. So if someone you love decides and chooses to leave you, of course, it's absolutely appropriate to create a red light feeling of sadness, disappointment, letdown, whatever you want to call it. It's totally appropriate. Now, in that appropriateness, how long should that last? And everyone has got a different opinion. Some people would say a couple of weeks. Some people would say a couple of months. Some people might say 6 months. But do you think it should last 10 years? 20 years? The whole of your life? Because a lot of my clients, as Alex said, they will have this incident maybe in their teenage years, maybe in their childhood, mainly in their early 20s. And they created this amazingly strong pain. I will never underestimate the power of that pain. And then it affects them the rest of their lives. And that's the teaching. This is where you've got to understand. You've got to pull out, go back, do the golden thread, find out what the belief is, what the thought was at that time. Because if you do not understand, here comes another Taoist teaching, you cannot change what you don't understand. So if you don't understand it, guess what? It's on the carousel. And it will keep on repeating. And it will keep on repeating. And for many of my clients, here's the paradox. They create their own pain. They hurt themselves before someone else does it. How about that? Is that you? Are you going the lesser of two evils? Well, I might as well finish this relationship in case I get hurt is in the future. I might as well cause the pain now. It's so they don't cause the pain. You see, this is the mistake. This is where it gets confusing. And this is what we try our best to try and clear this confusion. It's very challenging for us to do it in a general terms, but you can pick out things that absolutely apply to you.
So David, I, from what you're saying, I think everyone watching this video will have had a time in their life where they've experienced tremendous emotional pain.
Absolutely.
Through, you know, whether something totally unbalanced has happened in an external situation, whether it's some sort of abusive situation, or whether it's through a shock, something unpredictable has happened that they didn't expect, or whether it's a kind of natural, authentic pain, a loved one leaving us, someone we love, a family member dies. So we've experienced that sort of emotional pain. So we now have a choice, because perhaps at the time we experienced emotional pain, particularly if we were a young child, we didn't have the understanding as to where this pain was coming from, what was causing it, what was driving it, and that also that we have a responsibility and we have a control and we are in charge of our emotions, which is obviously the kind of message, the message we're trying to give here. So now we're at a fork in the road. Mm-hmm. We have this understanding now. And as you said, a lot of people choose to say to themselves, I never want to get hurt again. I want to keep myself protected and safe and avoid that sort of emotional pain at all costs. And so, as you say, they do, they then, the whole life view, the whole model of operation changes because they start to avoid situations. They hurt themselves before other people hurt them. They try to be perfect so no one will criticize them. There's a lot of kind of self-sabotage going on. They won't speak up. They won't speak their truth for fear that they'll get a backlash. Or they enter into relationships where they are dependent on someone else to supposedly keep themselves safe. So they end up in codependency relationships, relationships where there's a lot of manipulation and control going on. So that's kind of taking one fork in the road. But what you're suggesting is, no, let's make a different choice here. Yes, you've experienced emotional pain in the past. Now we can learn how to deal with it. And you're suggesting let's go down the other fork, the authentic fork, which is the golden thread process, which is understanding that you create the emotions and that you've indicated it's something to do with our beliefs and how we process things.
So what you just said was so important, because then if you do the pendulum, the self-sabotaging or the being codependent, wanting other people to come and save you. So there's the pendulum we talk about on many videos. And so if you've worn into that, then that becomes your belief system, the filter. Your belief paradigm is so important. Remember, every video I say this, what do you believe? Why do you believe it? Because that's the paradigm that outside events go through that filter. Whether it's your family, whether it's relationships, whether it's your career, doesn't matter, whether it's your friendships, they're all going through the paradigm, the filter of what you believe. So as Alex has just explained, if you're creating these red light feelings and they're overwhelming and you're building up a protection, you cannot live your life in an emotional bubble. It's impossible. It's impossible. And so what happens? It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that we call the carousel of despair, going round and around, attracting, because this also affects your law of attraction. You now attract those type of people into your life and those circumstances. You're not dealing with the external event. You're trying to create a bubble of protection. You cannot, please listen to this, this is so important, you cannot protect yourself from emotions that you are creating. When you build a wall around you, this is the basic misunderstanding. You believe emotions are coming in externally like a rain of arrows coming in at you and you have to build this big wall. And then when it doesn't work, what do? You build the wall higher, thicker, deeper, longer. You dig yourself more into a hole and then you still get hurt. What do? Carry on doing the same thing because it's familiar. Because you're looking at it through the wrong filter. And this is why these teachings are so challenging for you. Because I'm coming along and I'm saying, well, let's move the filter. You create your emotions. Emotions are your best asset. They are natural. They are wonderful. They should be interpreted. So if you keep on looking externally, you will never solve this problem. So the example that Alex said, if you say, I've been hurt in the past, I've been badly hurt, oh, that relationship really went wrong, we need to go back and find out what you were thinking at the time, what your belief system were at the time. And I believe it would be around, I'll just give you the thing that I deal with my clients on a daily basis, rejection. I do not want to be rejected. You cannot be rejected. You're a spiritual, awesome being. Someone can have a different choice. Someone can choose not to be with you. But don't you want that same choice? Don't you want to have a choice? How about if you was in a relationship that you wanted to leave and were handcuffed because the other person says, don't reject me. And then you say, well, I've got to spend the rest of my life with you. And this is where the belief system is so important. Rejection. Abandonment. I've been abandoned. He abandoned me. She abandoned me. She gave me all these... It's the same thing. You've got to go down to those core teachings. And this is why the Wu Wei wisdom is not just about counselling. It's about your spirituality. It's about saying that you are more than skin and bones and just a collection of cells walking around. That you absolutely are valued much more than that. But the value has to come from you, not externally.
And I guess, David, in terms of this value system about ourselves, and, you know, if we do believe we've been rejected or abandoned or
lied to,
or you know, deceived, that we're not good enough, we're not lovable, we can't cope. We've built up those lies in our belief system from early on in childhood, really, haven't we?
Yeah, we have.
And then carried them through to adulthood. And I suppose, would it be true to say that if we didn't have those lies, then we wouldn't want this emotional safety and protection, because it just wouldn't be, it wouldn't matter?
It wouldn't matter. You would still be disappointed and be upset if someone you loved said to you, hopefully in a nice way, I don't love you anymore. I'm not saying you jump up in the air and whistle a happy tune. That's not what I'm saying. When people challenge these teachings, they always go to the extreme. Well, you're saying I should be happy when somebody leaves. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying you'd be sad, you'd cry, you'd probably want to retreat a little bit and be quiet for a few weeks or a few months and get yourself over it. Reevaluate your belief system, reevaluate your life journey. This is when I'm working with clients. Now, let's look at this as an opportunity. You know, in the Chinese word, the word for crises and opportunity are exactly the same. So sometimes when you're in what you perceive to be a crisis, this is now the opportunity for you to make really deep, long meaning, proper, authentic decisions about how you go forward from now. Now, you will not be able to do that if you make yourself the victim. Poor me, he's hurt me, she's hurt me, I'm overwhelmed, I can never trust another woman again. All women are the same, all men are the same. You see, these are the paradigms.
But I think, David, when you're hit with a challenging, unexpected, emotionally upheaval type of situation, such as losing your job, someone leaving you.
Someone dying.
It can be for a lot of people, although when they're not in the middle of that sort of upheaval, they can look at things rationally, like you've just said. But when you're hit with something like that, it's almost like we go into this default mode, this inner child mode, where you want to hide away, protect yourself, and you just don't, it's almost like the inner child doesn't want to experience any pain at all.
Well, can I speak on that? Because that's very important. Because when something like that happens, it is absolutely perfectly authentic to shut down. It's like if you've had a bad accident, you want to go and recuperate. So if a shock, as Alex has just said, it's absolutely normal to batten down the hatches. It's like you're in the middle of a storm. Although the Taoists teach in the middle of a tornado, you know, there's always a quiet place. So it's absolutely natural. Somebody suddenly leaves you. So you find out somebody's been deceiving you. Someone you love died. You get made redundant. Bang, you don't expect it. It's absolutely normal to draw in, come back to the core, as we teach in the meditation. Come back to your authentic self. Take stock. Look at yourself. Look at perhaps what led up to this. I will tell you, nearly every client, when we're talking about a breakup of a relationship, they will say, I saw the signs. I knew this was happening, but you didn't take notice of it. So this is what I mean about learn the lessons. This is why we call these life lessons. These are life lessons. If you saw the sign 5 years down the line and ignored it, make sure you don't do it again. make sure you have learned that lesson. If you're in the wrong job and you suddenly get made redundant or get sacked and say, well, I was never happy there, then you should have been looking to change careers long before it came to that time where somebody pushed you over the edge. Wu Wei Wisdom is about you treading and walking in your spiritual footsteps, walking authentically, being in balance. So I'm just going to repeat, if something happens shockingly to you, I'm not saying you whistle a happy tune and dance a jig. I'm saying you come back into yourself, you sit down, you find your center. That may be a day, a week, a month, but you act appropriately. That's right for you. But during that time, now you'll plan your road out. And it will be a new road, a road that's not known, the road less traveled. And you've got to be able to. And when you're covered up by your emotions, this is the problem with this, Alex. When you let your emotions take over, when you create these immense emotions and then they take over, all of this authentic, truthful, spiritual work of connecting with your Shen does get overpowered by this inner child screaming, it's not fair, it shouldn't be this way, they shouldn't have done this, he shouldn't have done that, they should have treated me this or whatever, and you can't get to the quieter voice that I want to get you to.
Well, I think in a way, I totally agree with you. It is when we're in these, put in these situations, we do, it's almost like we default and we allow our inner child to take over, to scream and shout. And then our total focus, as you say, is to almost appease the inner child to, because the inner child just says, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. I want you to make it better. I don't want to feel like this. And so like any parent, the natural reaction is to just, oh my goodness, how can I calm this child down? How can I just ease her down? You know, how can we settle this down? And so then we go down the familiar road of trying to protect ourselves, shutting ourselves off, blaming other people, being the victim, rather than, as you say, thinking, what have I got to learn here? How can things be done differently? How can I reaffirm my own self-worth in this situation and keep my beliefs in check? How can I set better boundaries next time? But we can only think like that, authentically like that, tap into that authentic inner voice, that Shen energy within us that we teach, if we almost deal with the inner child first. Don't we? We have to deal with the inner child first through that reparenting work.
And the inner child is very clever. Now I'm going to test how good you guys are getting at the Wu Wei Wisdom model. I let Alex say twice. Did you notice one word she said twice? Default. See? Oh, I default into this situation. Oh, it happened without me knowing. Oh, it just happens. Did you notice it? I didn't pick her up the first time. It's a choice. And this is why, here comes another very powerful teachings. The words you use are the bricks you build the house that you live in. So watch those words, because if you use words like Alex just did, and we all use it without thinking, oh, it's a default mode. Oh, it just happens. Here comes another one. Oh, it's ingrained. Oh, it's in my subconscious mind. Oh, I can't help it. Here's the biggest one I hear daily. It's a habit. See, all of those, where's your responsibility? And this is what spirituality is teaching you. This is what Taoism teach you. Self-responsibility. So watch those words, because as Alex has just demonstrated, when you let that little crack in the door, oh, it's a default, now immediately you are now the victim. Your inner child is now in control, and now the inner child is already on the roll, and you've got to stop it. Remember a couple of sessions ago, I said, remember that analogy about the car at the top of the hill. Take the handbrake off. You can hold the car with one finger. Stand at the bottom of the hill and wait till the car is going 30 miles an hour and try and stop it then. So what you got to do is learn this lesson and get to the child very quickly, because the child is not a monster. It's not evil. It doesn't know how to deal with it. Is it where it needs your spirituality to come and say, okay, darling, from this situation, this is not the way we want it here now. We're going to learn our lessons and we're going to move on stronger, more authentic, more in balance, walking the Wu Wei. living for our truth, living authentically and truthfully, living with respect and living with integrity. I never want to be put back in that situation again. So let us now take the next few weeks and learn how, as Alex has just demonstrated, by one little word, one little step at a time, how I got into that position. And this is what I find. As people will say to me, how do I change? And I say, well, why do you choose to be in this way? I didn't choose to be in this way. Then who did? And what they're saying, well, I never woke up one morning and said, well, it'd be a great idea to self-sabotage. Wouldn't that be a good idea? Of course you didn't do that. It's one micro step at a time. And that's why I really value meditation. Because for me and a Taoist, meditation is about learning to focus. Learning to control the child before the child controls you. Learning to look at those little micro steps about what you say, what you think. Is this authentic? Could I sit in front of David and say that? Could I sit in front of David and say, I couldn't help it, David. It was a default. What would I say? Stop. Stop it. It's a choice. Why did you make that choice? And that puts the responsibility on. And I know you hate it. I know my clients hate it. But this is the thing that's going to make the change. You've got to make the flip.
And I think, David, you know, when you were talking about, you know, the authentic way is the way of integrity, of it, truth, of being honest to yourself, not compromising your self-worth for short-term self-comfort to avoid any emotional pain.
Absolutely.
The inner child needs to learn that lesson, because really, if that's the authentic Shen spiritual intention, the path that we should be walking, the inner child's intention is to have ultimate protection, have ultimate safety, have ultimate control. And I guess we need to teach the child that none of those are possible, not in reality.
Exactly. That's exactly right. That's what this work is around, teaching that part of your mind. That part of your mind is no monster. I've been doing this job for 45 years, you know, and I've been going into some really dark places with my clients. Some of my clients will say that. I was very reluctant to come to you because I don't want to go into that dark place, David. And I'm saying, let's get there quick, because I can tell you in 45 years, I've never found a monster. I've never found a devil. I've never found evil. I've found a scared little child huddled up in the corner. And that child needs education above anything, needs someone we call sit with it, just to go and sit in the corner with it and say, okay, little one. So what's going on? And listen to it and answer its questions. I always say to my clients, that's the only thing I bring to the party, that I can answer his questions. A lot of the times he won't want and listen to the answer, doesn't want to hear the answer rather, but I can give him the answer and then we can enter into a discussion. Because Alex has quite rightly said, the child's paradigm, the child's mindset, the child's way of thinking, the belief system is totally different. Like all children, the world should be the way I want it to be. Bunny rabbits jumping around the field, roses growing around the door, the fairy godmother of wishful thinking coming down and waving her magic wand and making everybody and everything work out the way that I want it. Because I'm a good person, aren't I? And I don't want bad for anybody. I want everybody to be happy. But this is the fairy godmother of wishful thinking. This is not the reality that we live in. So you have to learn and connect to your own truth, your own integrity. This is why it's a spiritual teaching. You have to believe in yourself. The idea of self-doubt for me is nonsensical. Mm-hmm. The idea of not loving yourself, creating a feeling, as my clients say, well, I say, well, you can't create, yes, I can create a feeling for everybody. I can't create a feeling for me. And then I say, why? And then they say, I don't know how to. Oh, my goodness. No wonder I've got no hair. I hear this every day. So you create a feeling for your pet dog, but you can't create a feeling of love for you. And this is what you have to look at. This is what you should look at through the meditations. On Sundays now, we're doing a free meditation. So come and join us, because we do a 10-minute teaching, and then you can focus and sit quietly on that idea of finding your balance, finding your center core, bringing yourself into a physical, harmonious balance, balancing your breath. Just stop for a second. Point to where your breath is right now as you're sitting here listening to me. Where is it in your body? Where does it go to? It should be going right down here into your lower dantian. Should be going right into your abdomen, not up here. I can always remember one of my favorite sayings a Taoist monk said to me once in China. He said, in the West, you don't breathe, you pant. And so just now, listening to me, drop your shoulders. Get your center balance. Breathe a little deeper. And then your inner child will see you wanting to take control. And of course, you'll still scream, it's not fair, it's not fair. And you say, okay, darling, what's not fair? Things should be the way, yeah, but this is what I've got to teach you. It's like a child, you have to teach it.
And I think, David, from what you've just said, we so often we don't appreciate how we can easily retake control of our emotions, of our breathing, of our level of relaxation.
Awareness.
In just in that moment, through simple exercises like that, through calming our mind, through just breathing deeply, because a lot of us, and you know, common if this relates to you, but I can certainly relate to this. It's almost like we're like pinball balls being ping-ponged around from one external situation to another external situation, or problems or challenges. And then if it's not the external world pinging our emotions around, is the inner child playing on our emotions. But actually, it should be us controlling the emotions by what we think and what we believe.
Well, the inner child, I don't think I've met a client. So this is normally what my clients would do, is to say, I've read your work, I've watched your videos, I've listened to you on the podcast. I agree with you intellectually, mm-hmm. but my inner child doesn't agree with you. And really, if that's you, that's your parenting work. We've done several videos on reparenting.
I'll put links to those for you.
You have to sit quietly in the corner, in the dark room with your child, and you have to listen to what he's saying, she's saying, if she doesn't agree that she creates the emotions. So first of all, as we say on the parenting video, first of all, you have to 100% believe it. If you don't, then you write in and you say, give me the incidences that emotions float around the room and enter your body without you knowing it, or somebody else sends it to you, or email it to you, or send it through their eyes or through their mouth or whatever.
But there's quite a lot of teachings there which says, you know, you need to keep yourself protected from other people's negativity, from other people's emotions. If you're a highly sensitive person, you're going to somehow absorb other people's emotions.
Why would you want to absorb? At least I never understand this.
So what you're saying, that's a misunderstanding.
It doesn't make, when I've ever questioned anybody who said that to me, the logic falls down almost at the first hurdle. Because if somebody's negative, well, good luck to them. That's not me. I don't want to be connected to them. If you want to live your life in a big red hazy bubble of anxiety, fear, depression, whatever you want to call it, that's why I don't like these words, because they all have such impactual meanings. Red lights. Well, okay. If you want me to help you, I'll help you. But I can't change your beliefs. These are your beliefs. But I'm certainly not going to inherit your mm-hmm. beliefs, because my life is very valuable to me. My life, I want to be happy. I want to live long. I want to prosper. I want to flourish. I want to walk the world way. Now, does that mean I don't make mistakes? Well, of course it doesn't. I make mistakes every day. Say things wrong to my clients. As my clients record our sessions, that's how sure I am. I let them come back and say, oh, David. One client said to me a couple of weeks ago, David, 35 minutes, 40 seconds, you said, that's good. Because if I've made something wrong, then I'll apologize. But then it gives me a chance to explore and to expand the teaching, because that's what normally happens. You see a teaching from a very narrow point of view, and then you'll normally say, if you listen to these videos and if you say, oh, well, what happens if the Martians land? What happens if this happened? I go to the extreme. And I always say, bring the extremes on, because the principle is still the same. You are the creator of your emotions. You are not the creator of the event, but you are the creator of how you respond to the event.
Yeah. And I think, David, just talking about other people and how we respond to other people, if we're sensitive, emotionally sensitive people, which, you know, most of our viewers and supporters are, we live in the real world. The reality is people will challenge us. We'll have to deal with difficult situations. We'll have to deal with loved ones who are upset or sick. And so it's not like we can make ourselves emotionally immune to reality. But what we are saying is that we can be sensitive. We can be empathetic. We can be in tune. Absolutely. We can be responsive. But the extent to which we create red light, painful emotions, or green light, loving, peaceful, calm, happy emotions, is dependent on us. Now, reality means that sometimes bad things will happen, challenging things will happen, and it's perfectly natural to experience a red light emotion.
Absolutely.
So I guess for the truth is, the human challenge emotionally is not to avoid those emotions, but to think about, what have we got to learn here? How can we bring ourselves back into that Wu Wei center zone? So if a loved one dies, we're not saying, well, you know, you need to feel joyful, happy, blissful really quickly. That's not the aspiration, is it?
No. And as we bring this to a conclusion, let me give you my translation of the Taoist word on this teaching, is appropriateness. Acting appropriately. So if a loved one dies, as Alex said, we're not asking you to jump a jig and be happy, but we also are asking you not to destroy the rest of your life, because that's not what the loved one would have wanted. So it's an appropriateness. Is it appropriate to cry? Hell yes, of course it is. Is it appropriate to be quiet for a couple of weeks? Absolutely. Is it appropriate to move away from perhaps social media and circumstances and just be with your family? Yes, absolutely. All of those are totally appropriate, because you're in control of your emotions. The emotions aren't overwhelming you, and then you're like a leaf on the water being blown all over the place. And this is the teaching. Emotions are your greatest asset. They are what make you who you are. If used correctly, Alex said something probably 6 months ago. She said it live here. Your sensitivity is your superpower when used correctly. This Sunday, we're going to talk about the emotional pendulum. I'm going to talk about those three: sensitivity, creativity, determination, and how important they are to keep it in the center. And so this is what this is about. It's about you being aware, being mindful, see, all spiritual words, connecting to your spirit, never doubting you, walking your spiritual footsteps, as Alex has just said. Does that mean that I can guarantee you you'll never have anything bad? Of course, I will guarantee you will have bad things happening to you. There will be upset. People you love will deceive you. People will say one thing and then do something else, because that's what human beings do. That's reality. Mm. Now, how do you respond to that is what you do, and that defines you, and that's what I'm talking about. What defines you? What is it that you want to define you? Not to say, well, I would have had a great life if it wasn't for him, or if it wasn't for her, my life would be wonderful. I want your life to be wonderful, period. That's what Taoism is about, living naturally, living with the Tao, living with the flow, walking in Wu Wei, living your life effortlessly in your stream of consciousness and love and energy, and that's who you are, and that should define you.
Brilliant. Thank you, David.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's Wu Wei Wisdom Life Lesson. You can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and please rate and review us to help us grow. If you'd like to work one-to-one with David, he supports clients all over the world every week via video call. You can learn more about David's consultations, plus our online events, offers and gifts on our website, wuweiwisdom.com. You can also meet and share with us in our private Facebook group, on our YouTube channel, and on Instagram. Search for Wu Wei Wisdom and you'll find us. Until next time, stay happy, healthy, and in your flow.